We are constantly on the putting off and the putting on. And that's what is repeated in the scripture many times. In Romans 13, he says, "The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in envying and strife, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof." And it's probably worthwhile saying that the old man is not the old nature, although the old nature is not a scriptural term, but is meant to be the flesh. That remains in me. Paul says, the sin that dwelleth in me, that old nature or the sinful nature or the flesh remains in the flesh, in the person, the believer. It is always a struggle, as we know. The flesh lusteth against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. So we constantly, it's just like a child. When he grows, his old clothes don't fit him. He had to get new clothes. So what he is saying here is we're constantly putting away the old man with his deeds. You know, before belief, faith, we have our own deeds. Actually, he says we have our own fruit, and it was not for the glory of God. You know, when Peter denied the Lord with oath and with cursing, where did he get that from? He didn't learn the cursing when he was with Christ for the 3.5 years. But that was the old times. And we're not immune from this, that the old habits that we had before we believed in Christ can come back. And therefore, we ought to be watchful. And what we heard, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. We had many exhortations what the word of God can produce in us. It can produce fruit. The Lord said in John 15, "If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ye shall ask what ye want and ye shall receive." So abiding in Christ is finding my residence in him. All my resources are in him, are in God. He says, having this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. The power is not in me. I'm apt to go back to old deed, but the power is in God. So the excellency, I abide in him, and his word, as it was mentioned, the word of Christ, may find residence in me. And another time where we read about casting off is in 1 Peter. Laying aside all malice and guile and envying and hypocrisy, laying aside, just like having old clothes and actually, it's an act with violence in the Arabic translation. It is something that I hate, I don't like, old clothes, and I just throw them away. And this is the old things that I had. And as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may be able to grow thereby. This is my only means of growing. The fellowship and communion with Christ. There is the source of power in prayer, in studying the word of God, in having it to remain in my mind and in my heart. And therefore, it comes after this is the singing melodies in your heart. You know, all this is produced by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is delighted to bring the things of Christ. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show unto you. This is the delight of the Spirit. And by the way, the Spirit of God is not mentioned in this book except once, incidentally. He says the love of the Spirit. But in the book of Ephesians, where he shows the privileges of the body of Christ, the Spirit of God is full of the book. But here, he just leaves the stage, so to speak, to the head. All the glories that are mentioned here is the glories of the head. So he hides himself, the Spirit of God, that the excellency of Christ might be before us. And to fill our gaze, that we may admire him and follow him and imitate him.